What is going on, good people? This is Daniel the Honey Badger Hayes, and you are listening to the Life is a Fight podcast, and I'm with my main man, Daniel Ferguson here, Swiss basketball player turned holistic personal trainer. D-Ferg, my man, thank you so much for coming on, baby.
Man, I appreciate you having me out here. Ready to kick it with you, bro.
Bro, so let's just get this party started. 2018 has just started. I see so much New Year's, new me, all that cool hashtags and all that good stuff. But bro, let me ask you a question. In your professional opinion, what do you feel is a common mistake with making a New Year's resolution?
Well, I think there's a time and a place for a very audacious goal. But what I've been seeing is very audacious goals like 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5, as if this is going to happen overnight. I've got 5 new goals and I'm going to accomplish this. Well, when and how? And those are the questions we're looking at, especially when we have so many goals. So sometimes those people are chewing off a lot or biting off a lot more than they can chew.
Dude, that's so true, because I realized for me in my journey, even 2017, I noticed a sense of urgency changed when I set a deadline. Yes. And I noticed my whole approach even changed when I set a deadline, when it wasn't so vague. Like, for example, 2018, one is to run a marathon. I realized that was a little too vague and that was just too much of a broad. Yeah, and yes, I will get it done. So I even upped that ante and I said I'm going to do it in the first quarter of 2018.
And that date's gonna push on you quickly.
Exactly.
You just keep deferring it if there were no date.
Exactly, my man. So for me, that would be my golden nugget for this episode, and that would be to set a goal but also set a deadline, because that will change your whole approach. So Deep Ferg, what would yours be?
Well, first of all, I'm not booking a marathon with 2 months of training. No, I would say a good goal that I've really benefited from is just enjoying my alone time and not letting that alone time turn into I'm on the phone time, or I'm on YouTube time, or I'm looking to see what so-and-so needs time. Like, it's me time. I'm reflecting inwardly and I'm just taking it slow and appreciating that.
That's so true. And as you mentioned the phone, a little quick hack that I learned recently was the power of that do not disturb button. And so pretty much anybody that's listening, so that's that little moon icon you see if you have an iPhone. So what I do is I swipe that up and I light up that moon icon, and that puts it on do not disturb. So even if you text me, yes, I still get notified. However, it doesn't alert me. So if I'm working on something, for example, they say it's 25 minutes on each interruption before you enter back into that original flow state.
Oh, wow.
So I'm just giving you a disclaimer, brother, that sometimes, because I always get cussed out constantly.
Deep dogging me, bro.
Yeah, like, I just called you, we just talked, why did you not respond? And I'm like, no, it's not that, it's not even because my phone was on vibrate, it's because it's on do not disturb.
Yeah,
and sometimes I forget that it's on that, right?
And then so you can call my ass up whenever the hell you want and I'm gonna pick up.
Okay, I can see where this is going. But anyway, brother, we're going to have to get you back on. I know it's getting late anyway. But D-Ferg, my man, thank you so much for coming on. Tell the people, where can they find you?
You can see me at BR Cryo, getting in a cryotherapy treatment and getting my Normatec in. Or you can find me on dfergusonfitness.com.
All right. And that's a holistic personal trainer right there. So hit him up. You know me. You know where to find me. And I'm out, good people.